Okay, let's end off the show now with some weather. Yesterday we spoke about the weather in Gauteng. Let's have a look at the weather in Cape Town at the moment, because I saw some photographs of sea point, large swells around the coast in Cape Town. Also, a lot of heat. Elizabeth Fuljoen, again, joining us to look at the Cape now. Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time today again on the Midday Report. It looks like we're seeing some big weather forming around Cape Town.
Yes, Mandy, definitely. So we've got those wave heights that are quite high. We issued that warning out already on Monday, but we do start to see a bit of a decrease in the wave heights today, but that's going to be short-lived because from tomorrow, once again, the waves pick up, as well as on Saturday. We've actually issued a yellow level 2 for damaging waves along that entire coastline. And then with regards to the heat, yes, the temperature in another city, we're expecting those to increase quite significantly tomorrow. And that's due to a phenomenon called berg wind. So that's hot, dry wind blowing from the mountains down towards the coast. And that's going to result in temperatures in the mid to low cities. So we're seeing Cape Town at around 33 to 32 degrees. And Cape Town can only really expect some relief from this heat on Monday. So it's going to be quite a hot and dry weekend.
We have had quite a quiet start to our current tropical cyclone season, but this could be the first named low-pressure system in the Southwest Indian Ocean Basin.
Yes, so then the other part of the world, so east of South Africa, rightly said, we haven't had a tropical cyclone named yet this season, which is quite unusual. On average, we see about 11 every year, so we're already towards the mid of January, almost heading towards the end of January, no named system, but this weekend, we've got a low that is developing east of Madagascar, so no threats at this stage for South Africa whatsoever. But we are going to monitor that because there's a lot of uncertainty as to where this low pressure will go. Could even develop, it could have another one developing, a lot of uncertainty around that too. So we're going to keep a close eye to see, will it move into the Mozambican Channel and affect our neighbors? Will it not? But we're going to monitor that situation and see, firstly, if it's named. If it is named, it's going to be named Anna. So that's quite interesting. So that will be our first named tropical low of the season.
Brilliant. So anybody who's got a kid called Anna, I have a niece called Anna, and I think that some would compare her to a tropical cyclone, although she's much more beautiful. So thank you so much, Elizabeth. I think that helps a lot of people in Cape Town trying to understand what's going on with those swells and the hot weather and what's happening off Mozambique as well. Elizabeth Fuljoen, forecaster at the South African Weather Service.